Got it. Amanda is like on the big screen now, having her candy. Our packages.
Oh,
it's, yeah, question mark.
Why do they have gross flavors too?
Let's see if they're gross. I was gonna say, live dangerously. Yeah, Alex is joining us remotely.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
But it's working then.
Yeah, it looks good.
We can't see you though.
Oh, hold on.
So how do we know it's really you?
Oh, it
Yeah, it
looks
looks
like me. Kind of looks like me.
Unless you've got a very good avatar.
Or a twin.
That too. Your body double for when you're at these high risk places.
You and I can double almost.
Now,
They're the same haircut.
at least from the upper lip up. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
And let me go and find.
I don't bomb.
What are you?
Ross,
Yes.
Kristen Gourley will not be with us tonight.
And everybody's been telling me that, including her, just like a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay. So we're just
And
waiting for
she
Charlie.
actually called me right after she got out of surgery and was sort of woozy.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure I remembered she had told me that we weren't, she wasn't going to be here.
So we're just waiting for Charlie then? Is he
I
there?
believe so. We're waiting for Charlie and for it to roll around to 7:15, not 9:15.
I know he'll be there. Oh, cool.
We got our packet if we need it. It's up on the screen when we get there. And hopefully we will. Anybody else from the town coming, Jim, Pam,
I
or
don't think
Bob,
anyone.
or anybody? Some of those things, if they're coming, I'll, is that yours?
No.
Oh, I guess it's mine.
I'm zoomed in too because it's so nasty out. Early and nasty.
Yeah. It just got, went from spring to some winter.
Right.
Nice. Pandas.
Oh, Pam
Pam.
is coming. She's
Good.
just made a liar out of Mr. Rupert. Oh God, that was w weird that
It's
yesterday.
still pretty good.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it warmed up overnight, turned away, and made most of it disappear.
Yes.
Did you still have some remainder this morning out there?
Yeah, it was yesterday morning, but
Yeah.
yeah, especially in the shady spots.
have 4 more minutes to go. Almost like a countdown for Artemis, but hopefully this meeting will have more luck starting on time than going to the moon did.
Okay. You got 3 minutes.
Just depends which clock you're looking at. I got 3 still.
Bob's gonna be going away to somewhere warm.
End of January, last week in January, all February, first week of March. Oh, Antica.
You guys retired.
Right.
Is Kristen Garley making it or no?
We told you twice she wasn't, remember?
No,
surgery.
No, I'm making
it. No, she has an award.
Gorley, not Heck. There's 2. So did you tell me Gorley or Heck?
Said
Gorley. Oh, I'm sorry. You said Gorley, and I was thinking Heck.
Oh, I was like, I didn't think. No, Gorley will not be with us tonight.
No. It's just like the 2 Kristens. You were saying Gorley, and I was thinking Heck.
I was like, okay, maybe she had a surgery.
No. That's why you're making the face. I was going to say, no, Kristen Heck called me right after she got out of surgery just to remind me. Yeah, she had some neck surgery. And so
that's it.
That's it.
Just had some neck surgery.
Well, that's at least the 2nd or maybe 3rd time on that.
You know, whatever. I think it is 1 minute to starting.
Bob nailed it very well at
this question. Oh, good. So I know that was coming up. He had mentioned that to me.
Not well. In and out. It's just like,
yep.
Modern medicine.
You look so cold.
I'm so cold.
All right. Why don't we get started? It is 7:15, and I will call our meeting to order. And I guess the first thing I will ask for is public participation. So is anybody here qualifying as the public tonight? I do not see that.
Yeah, cool.
Unless Pam wants to be. So nobody here for public participation. So then I will go on to the 2nd item on our agenda. Do we actually have a question? Do we have to approve the agenda when we start or no? Because some of the meetings I do and some don't. And then some of them we also want to do Pledge of Allegiance and some of them we don't.
It's on all of them?
What?
It is the chairman's choice on all of that.
Well, then I'll skip that. And I know that Alex did want us to do the Pledge of Allegiance. We had talked about that for starting the meeting. So I guess we could do that. And for those online, you got to find a flag someplace.
We got it.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Republic stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
Okay. And we already kind of mixed up the order a bit, but no public participation. So let's talk about approval of minutes for our last regular meeting on October 20th. Yes, Amanda.
I was just thinking under what's the number? 4B, the second paragraph, that perhaps we want to clarify that she wasn't talking about the water line COVID fund. She was talking about the COVID funds and the potential to use it for the water line project. Like, this makes it sound like the COVID funds are designated for a water line, which is not.
So which one is this again?
Sorry, 4B, second paragraph.
4B. Okay, Gorley asked about the water line, COVID, about funds, COVID funds. Yeah. Should be COVID funds being used for the water line.
Correct. And then I don't know if it behooves us to add Jim's comment that, you know, it's not being used for the water line. And that was clarified that project is no longer viable.
And so, so that's another comment to add at the end.
Yeah, I'd like just as a follow up.
So let Jim clarify that this is no longer an option.
It's unlikely to be an option.
Okay.
Based on the time frame.
So the first one is to change. So here's a question about this, since I am new with this. Whether we mark things up like this, how do we enter it into the record officially?
It appears on the next minute. So if you look at the bottom of your minutes,
yeah,
it says please see the these minutes and any corrections.
Yes, well, I'm saying, how do I actually get the corrections?
You read it into the record.
Okay.
And the clerk who is doing this from the tape will ensure that those corrections are entered into the next set of minutes.
Okay, so then on the second page of last month's minutes, second paragraph under B town update, we're going to change that first line to state that Kay Gorley asked about the COVID funds being used for the water line. And then at the end of that paragraph, we're going to have this, you know, statement that Jim clarified that option is not likely. Any other questions, comments, changes?
I have one in 4C, 4D, I guess.
Other?
Or maybe it's 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. It says we have a federal single audit. I'm not sure the word single gets me anything.
That is exactly what it is. It's a federal single audit. That's what it's called.
I remember you saying it and saying it exactly that way, but it would never heard such
a thing. That's because we've never had one, but that's what it's labeled, a federal single audit.
Okay.
And I think it's called that. Yep. But it's not an audit that you necessarily go through every year.
Okay.
The reason why we have to have a federal single audit is because our expenditures for federal money is over $750,000.
So then that would follow what you said, Jim, because this wouldn't necessarily be a recurring event. So it's called a single audit, meaning one time.
Well, no, that's not why it's single. But this will happen again next year because of the ARPA money. So we'll
look at this year and then. But I think what we're trying to say is this is not a regularly scheduled audit.
No, correct? Well, no, it's a portion of an audit it's an additional audit that has to be done. Okay. But that's not why it's called single.
So do you know why? Because I think that was.
No, honestly, I've never. This is the very first time in 22 years ever had to do this. So I don't know.
Say it's what it's called, and we're not sure why, but we have to do it.
I certainly can find out for you.
Federal funds being expended. Anything else?
Under that same section, he did say that they were working on an RFP and asked if any of us wanted input, and we said no. I don't know if that is relevant.
That's here somewhere, isn't it? So I went to an FOI briefing at the CCM conference on FOI. Not all dialogue is necessary to be put into minutes, but relevant dialogue and action is important to go into minutes. These are actually very good minutes.
Yep.
Overall, in their clarity and their briefness.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Because they're recorded.
Yep.
And you can see on the minutes that it was recorded, and you can receive any further information by going to the report.
I think these are good because they're more than just the, you know, the motion and the vote on it, but it's not a lot. It keeps it limited. And do you think anything else?
There's the thing on the auditors is in C.
Oh, Alex, you have your hand up and you're muted.
No, I think that's the cursor.
Is my hand up? Oh, is that my cursor?
Sorry. Oh, it's mine. Never mind.
I didn't think it was up. I'm like, how did I do that?
Okay. I didn't think it was either, but there was that little hand there, which is
I do have a comment when you're done about the single audit, the reason for it, if anybody cares.
Response to this observation under 5C.
It's covered.
It's there was a discussion there about the RFP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the RFP for the audit is down there separately. Anything else on the minutes?
Motion to approve with correction.
Do I have a second?
Okay.
So Amanda second, Bob made the motion, and then discussion. And Alex, you said you had another question.
Yeah, so the history behind the single audit was because the federal government had several different ways before 1984 to audit. Right. And so they needed to create a standardized approach. And it's called the Single Audit Act of 1984, which is the reason for the name Single Audit Act. And just to clarify, I think should be in a capital letters if you're going to call it or reference it from the Single Audit Act of 1984. Just so you guys know.
Okay. Any other comments? Then I will do a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstentions? Noes? Then the motion passes unanimously. Yeah.
He's not signed in.
It passes you by those here.
Who was the first one to for the motion?
I missed
that. Bob Monroe.
Yeah.
And then who seconded it?
Amanda.
Okay, thank you.
And then there's also Pam brought up the point. Should we have mentioned at the beginning who is present and who is not for the benefit of the recording secretary? So I'll say that's present is Amanda, Pam, Jim, Mather, Ross, and Bob, and Alex. Did I miss anybody? And Jill. So I think that covers who is in attendance. Thank you, Pam. I'm used to having the person here who is doing the minutes, either by Zoom or physically present. So thank you for that reminder. And I had a quick update, because I know we had some discussion last time about how much of the package gets attached to the minutes when we record it. I talked to Liz about it. She says if we wanted to include printed copies of everything with the minutes, you could do so, but it's just more stuff that we need to keep piling up in the limited storage space that we have. And she recommended against it because we have this. The packages are listed with the agenda, which is then listed with the meeting minutes. Online, you know, on the website. So I think that I know that I was asked to check into that. So that was what my findings were. So let's continue on then with our regular order of business, item four, elected official and town staff reports. And we'll start out with the tax collection summary. And let me go and put that up and share the screen in Zoom so that if there's anybody out there who wants to see it, they can see it. Yeah, let me move down. Out of the minutes. So where is this, Jill?
Yeah, it looks like they weren't in order. That's okay. Yeah,
going, you shout out when I get there.
Yep, I'll let you know.
Okay. Let's find something blue, something yep. new.
Yeah, that's gonna be
there. Get blue.
No, keep going, keep going. Nope, that's expenditures.
There we go.
Okay, so our current tax levy is at 100.92% of 98% tax collection, as compared to last year at 99.09%. It's kind of hard. We're not really still not doing apples to apples because of our timing of the taxes last year, but we're doing very well. Not to take away from that, we're motor vehicle is at 92.66%. Supplemental, we should know that within the next 2 or 3 weeks, the our grand list for supplemental. And prior years at 55.68%, and interest and fees is at 54.27%. Any questions?
Alex now has his hand raised.
Thank you for recognizing, Mr. Chairman. I do have a question. This came up just in discussion out of here. I just was curious. I know we're looking at a high level, but the Bolton Lakes Regional Water Control Authority, is that reflected in these taxes, or is that separate from these numbers?
There's no taxes for Bolton Lakes.
Okay, so
it has nothing to do with Bolton Lakes. Is a whole other entity, and it has nothing to do with this.
So this doesn't. So this is. So those are fees if they're
correct. Owed.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? And why don't we move along to the next one, which is the town update. And where do we start with that? To the yellow revenues. Yeah. Okay. Now, as well, all my scrolling just got cached. So until it's there, let's try that again. There we go.
I can, if you want, I can ask, I mean, answer any questions if you want, or we can go through them. It's up to you.
What was the revenue we just got, Jill, that we hadn't anticipated?
I'm sorry, I missed
what you said. What was the revenue that we just got that we hadn't anticipated?
Oh, okay. So, oh yes, good point. I don't know if it made it into what.
So good news.
Okay, so it is the municipal revenue sharing of $102,728.10 that was not on our revenue for in our budget for revenue funds. It's actually municipal revenue sharing. It's leftover funds that I don't know how the state could have, it was millions of dollars. I can't remember the number now, but so they divided it across the towns, but we ended up with $102,000, which is very nice.
I did ask CCM to get me the formula, Jill, for how we that number was arrived at.
Nope, we weren't given a formula.
I know, I've asked CCM for that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep. So that we can put eyeballs to it to see what criteria they used.
I don't know. I'd have to look back up. I don't know the answer to that question. There was a little bit of an explanation, but Jim and I both looked at it and it really didn't make much sense to us. There really wasn't a good explanation for other than it was left over.
Exactly.
Yeah, it appears to have been leftover ARPA funds that they hadn't spent. So they had to find a way to allocate them. So they came up with some formula. Mm-hmm.
I always am interested in how they arrived at that, because so often with these formulas, small towns in Eastern Connecticut don't
get stiffed. Do well.
And it's difficult. So I always like to know what the criteria are.
But what was the money again? What's the official designation of the amount again? I'm
municipal
sorry.
Municipal revenue sharing.
And it's on the yellow sheet. Mm-hmm.
It is on the sheet.
Yep. It's $102,720. Yep,
and it was completely unanticipated. It just showed up one day.
Great.
Yeah. It was very nice. It was a very nice surprise. I even called other finance directors and said, is this general fund money? Is that, you know, this is a nice present. And everybody was, yeah. They didn't put this into, they didn't do the formula until sometime in August. So we had no way of it. We didn't know. And I didn't know until we got it in October, but I didn't even know about it. But when I looked back at the state website, they had it on a revenue sheet, which normally I wouldn't go back and look because we have our revenues. But in August sometime, and I didn't get it in an email or anything. So I was totally surprised, but they had it on a sheet for our revised revenue dated in August. So we wouldn't have had it in time for our budget, but it was a nice surprise.
Well, my understanding is, I was asking because I want to know what red tape was attached to this, how it could be spent, what the issues are with the money, and CCM threw the hands up in the air and said, it's yours.
Yes, yep. I asked the same question, just to make sure.
But they'd asked the same questions.
So far, we haven't found any strengths.
Right, exactly. I didn't want to put it into our general fund revenue unless that truly could be used for anything. I looked very closely to make sure that there wasn't something that was specific tied to this revenue, and there's not.
It must be like 15 million or 20 million in total, you know, for the whole state.
I think it was much more than that. Yeah, it was a very large number.
You want to make a call?
I don't have many contacts left. Okay. Most all my contacts are retired now. I have something I'd like a little bit more of an explanation on behalf of Charlie Dana and his question last month about the interest. Now, you guys know that I was pushing this along and we increased the amount of anticipated interest income based on the fact that the feds have been cranking up the interest rate. I was surprised to see that we don't have one more dollar than we had last month. Jill, is this paid to us on a quarterly basis or monthly?
It's monthly, but if it depends on when it gets put into the system. If Jenna didn't get to record it in time, when I run these reports, that may be why. I can look quick and see what the interest was for. And I think it was like $700 or $800 for the Chelsea Groton, but let me just look.
For the month of October?
Yep. So I can look quick at what was put in there.
You feel it should be more?
You betcha.
Well, it's not. Well, that's just the Chelsea Groton.
What's the Chelsea Groton?
That's where all the money is. Most of the money is that will collect interest.
The other accounts that are still left at the other bank are not interest bearing, correct, Jill?
No, there are a few. There's one small savings account in Webster, and there's one, and there's a small saving. It's a little over $1 million in now is MT Bank, I believe it got bought out by. Let
me just say. Could you refresh my memory? I'll tell you what my recall is about how this interest that was coming to the town is derived. Now, I know that I think it was 2-3 years ago, the bank was looking for a lot more fees for providing the accounting services that they provide to us. My recollection of my discussion with you on this matter was that the first 1% of interest would go to the bank. After that, the town would reap the remainder. Now we should be.
That's not correct. It's anything over 7 million gets interest. First 7 million does not.
Okay. So, right. So we go through that exercise again. And I'm sorry, I didn't state it. So that would, after collecting, what are we looking at for general fund revenues? 17 million. So if 7 million of it is excluded from that, that leaves 10 million. We're now up to, on the Fed side, 3.25, I believe, or is it 3.75% percent that in order the cost of money being 3.75%. Now, even taking into account that 10 million and the fact that it gets paid out over a whole year, the average should be around $5 million. That's in our bank account at any given time until the very end. $5 million of interest, 1%.
We don't get 1%, Bob.
$50,000.
We don't get 1%.
Let me finish. 3% would be $150,000. And we're looking at $2,744. Is the bank just keeping this stuff or what?
We don't get 1%. So we got $824 in interest last month for the month of October. We have under 17 million.
Anna's got a question for you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It is on the savings account.
I didn't hear her. I'm sorry.
Do you know what the interest rate is on the account?
0.08.
Right. So it's a regular savings account. It's not a money market. It's only usually the money market.
It's a municipal money market. What anything over 7 million at night goes into this account. So it's changing daily. The balance changes daily, but it is a money market, municipal money market account, which is different from a regular money market account that you or I could get.
So it's under 1% is what you're saying. 0.08%.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jill, I know this is, I mean, this is something I watch. I know you've got plenty of other things on your mind, but could this be checked on to see if maybe you could make a call to the bank and find out when that rate is going to move or if that is the rate that is reflective of the cost of money presently.
I could contact the bank.
Would you please?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we need to relook at this deal. You know, not much of a deal.
Well, there was three people that replied to our RFP. So there's not a lot out there.
All right, so Jill, then I have a takeaway. You're going to check with the bank about their plans for the interest rate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Hi, it's Alex. Jill, I think you may have answered this the last time. Do you, is this something that you can, you know, look to see if you can get better interest rates with other banks, or are you locked into this particular bank?
We are not locked into it, but it's a process. It's not a process that takes, we still haven't closed our Webster accounts because we still haven't been able to stop all the ACHs that are going into there or coming out of there. It's a process that takes a long time.
Okay, it's so.
And we did an RFP, like I just said, and we got three responses. Municipal banking with the municipalities is not a lot. Most banks don't do it. So, and there's a lot of there's a lot to it. It's not as simple as it, you know, a regular business, if you will. A lot of banks just don't do it.
That's interesting. I guess I don't get it because of the fact that it seems like it could be an opportunity for a bank, especially a smaller bank, but you know, I don't know.
The insurance that they have to have because of state statutes, most of them they're not willing to do.
Okay, so it's related to, you know, covering all the monies in the bank, yep, because banks tend to use up that particular money in order to lend it out to others.
Right. And
they need to have it available.
We're a smaller town, and that all has to be insured. And most banks are not willing to do that.
That's interesting. How much of it needs to be insured? All of it?
All of it. Yes. Yep.
I see. So that's not the standard for regular banking.
No. I think it's 250,000. Is it? I think
it's a standard. Yes.
That's right. Standard. Right. And we have millions.
Right. So yeah. That makes sense.
Right.
Thank you.
And Amanda, you got a question?
Just because I'm new to this, are municipalities allowed to invest money, or is that, no, I'm seeing Bob change that. No, okay.
Well, it has to be very secure, completely secure investments. We can do bonds and we can do money markets or CDs, but basically, that's about it. It has to be completely secured. We can't lose money at all. That's the difficult part, is what's available to a municipality is different than what's available to you or I as just a, you know, a citizen or an individual.
All right, thank you. Any other questions for Jill?
I had a question about the municipal revenue sharing. I have my hand up, but is that, so my first question was, is it restricted? And it sounds like the answer is it's not restricted.
No, it's not. And
then the second question is this something that happens every year? Obviously, I would love to have the formula, but I know Pam said she's working on that. So is that something that you would expect next year?
Nope, I've never seen this before.
Or just on election years.
No, well, I don't even think that though. This was leftover municipal sharing revenues that they then dispersed amongst all the towns. I would not imagine this will happen again anytime soon.
It just would be interesting to let the taxpayers know why they have a lump sum going to the account, because you know what they say. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. I'm not saying this is, but it'd be interesting to know how that money got in there. Where is it coming from?
Well, it's just the leftover money that wasn't dispersed for municipal sharing. I wouldn't imagine this will happen again. I have never seen it happen in the 20 some odd years I've been doing this. I've never seen this happen.
A lot of disgruntlement over funds that have been held by the state that came in through ARPA, and they held them, and some things went up for projects. And then this was the leftover, I don't want to say change, the leftover, and to appease the ruffled feathers around the state,
how they decided to spread it out. That's why I want to know a formula.
Yeah, and if you're thinking it came out of the COVID relief funds, right? You said ARPA? You know, Tammy, you and I were talking, or I was saying some a couple months ago, saying I still think there's a couple hundred million here. So if this is,
yeah,
you know, that we don't know about, we don't know right. where it is, whatever it is.
Now we get this.
Yeah,
we get a pittance. And just smile because it's better than nothing.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean I can't.
No, but whatever. Can we move along?
Get another question.
Are you able to explain the miscellaneous revenue line item and why that's over what was anticipated?
Probably because we sold the vehicle.
Yes. And we did receive funds that wasn't anticipated from KERMA.
Usually that's one of the big change, one of the things that changes are in unanticipated revenue, so is a sale or when we retire a vehicle because it gets replaced, it goes out for a period. And we've been doing pretty well with the sale of our vehicles recently.
Anything else? Then let's go move on to the other side of this under, I guess you want to do expenditures.
So I mean, we talked about this a little bit last month. That's the one with the blue line down the middle.
Yeah.
And that shows
that we have, here we go.
We're a little bit beyond where we might have anticipated to be with spending in the elections account. All of the other accounts are in line with where we would expect them to be. And the elections account makes self-correct between now and spring because
we're not going to be doing
a lot between now and the time that we do a referendum. We are concerned about whether or not we have enough funds to make it through, you know, referendum time in the spring, but you know, we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah. We don't really anticipate anything else. It's just going to be the usual office hours. And on Wednesdays, and then any training that we need to maintain our various certifications.
Yep.
That's not a true depiction of what that amount right there is, because as Ross will tell you, timesheets were not handed into the finance department in a timely manner. So it's actually behind for the month of October. Yep.
That is true.
It's going to be worse.
Yep, you'll have some more.
But there's, we haven't, that doesn't show any of the expenses that came along for the election recently and all of those hours that were part of that. It will be interesting to see. And unfortunately, I think that we're going to have quite a few referendums this spring too, which will definitely affect that line.
No, we're
going to start. Okay, I'm sorry, Pam. I won't jinx us.
One and done, Joe.
The only thing.
Okay, all right.
Just add one thing about the registrar voters line on there. Don't have to worry about it 2023, but in 2024, since we approved that question for the voting, for early voting, that the new Secretary of State said that we will have at least one day of in-person early voting.
But the legislature still has to pass
something.
They can't say that.
Saying she said it once. I know, but it has to be the legislature that passes it. And the governor has to sign it and all that other stuff. But at least I'm just saying there's that possibility, since this question was approved, that we may have some form of early voting in the near future.
It could be as simple as opening up absentee balloting, but no excuse for anyone. It could be one person.
We don't know.
In 1 week, it could be 1 month, it could
No, we don't know anything. So we need to, I'm just saying, just to put that on there is just something to think about and that we have to deal with whenever they do it, whatever form it comes out.
You feel free to one of your brothers.
Yes, we do through our little lobbying organization of ROVAC and our commission, you know, committee that we have that works with legislative initiatives. Yes.
So, Ross? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
So, other than the fact that you people will be working that, is there other expenses that will go along with that?
With what, the early voting? I have no idea because, as Pam was saying, it depends on, you know, what form it takes. Because you possibly, I mean, it depends what they do and what supplies you need. And I really can't say. It's like, well, she asked, she said, in addition to the staffing. And I said, I don't know, because it depends, as you were saying, Pam, what form it takes. Because that will then affect what supplies are needed, as well as facilities, as well as staffing.
And the next part of the town staff report would be just showing you what transfers we made during the course of business since we saw you.
Where that is hiding in here? There we go. No, that's not it. I just saw some lines. No, not yet. There we go.
There you go.
Pretty simple. There were 4 transfers, not a tremendous amount of numbers.
We have a new assessor, Kara Fishman, and we will be sharing some of these expenses, such as dues and fees, with the town of Burlington, as what we paid them up front, and we get the money reimbursed.
Can we please note that rationale is spelled wrong here? It's just that fix that.
Rationale
is spelled wrong. Yeah, I added an E. Yep. No, well, it's spelled correctly in 2 of them.
Yeah, 2 out of 4.
Yeah. This is what happens when you get old and you can't see anymore, Alex.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just trying to.
I know.
Any questions? If there's no questions, that includes our staff report.
I see no hands raised in the room or online. So, Board of Education update. It's obviously Kristen Hecht is not here, but she did ask me to pass on that she had looked and done the research that we asked her to do on grants, and she said she will report to us at the next meeting about that. Yes, Amanda's question.
Sorry. Yeah, before we move on from the town, is there any update, Jill, on the $1.4 million in ARPA money and what it can be used for? Because that clock is ticking and we need to figure that out.
That is the selectmen's. That's on the selectmen.
Oh, they're on, the Board of Selectmen has to figure that out.
They're the ones that choose what that money's to be used for.
We are investigating our options.
Okay. What, do you know when you guys anticipate having something to report out about that?
We probably need, it's a difficult question to answer because there's a lot of moving pieces. Part of the change has been that the Board of Selectmen has changed since we initially started taking in those funds. And, you know, as things evolve, different issues come to the top. The Board of Selectmen has not necessarily made a decision about how they want to spend those funds. I think one of the things that we are all in agreement on are the 2 most pressing issues that we have are the teardown of the Knott's Road Municipal Center and the school roof. And that's what we discussed at the 3 board meeting. And everybody seemed to be in concurrence. And I think one of the things that we are looking at is whether or not those funds can be used for demolition. So if you look at the ARPA rules, Jill and I have started this, right? And I think we're at the point where we've got to reach out to somebody who can give us a definitive answer. So demolition can be a qualifying expense if it's tied directly to safety or public health. And, you know, if we can make a linear argument that somebody can buy into and say, yes, you know, the tear down of the Notchport Road Municipal Center is tied directly to public health and safety, we may be able to use those funds for that. We want to try to get that answer sooner rather than later so that the selectmen are in a position to make decisions. Mm-hmm. It's not initially what we wanted to use the money for. Initially, we were looking to find a way to use the money to invest it in our community that paid back in dividends over time, which is why one of the things that the former board of selectmen had spoken about was, you know, putting in a water line in hopes that it would spur some development in the business district. You know, time is just not on our side to be able to plan a project of that size and be able to expend the funds by the deadline. You know, so that's why we are looking for conversation that Jim and I have had internally is one big project is a lot easier from the grant administration perspective than a bunch of small bites at the apple. And so we're trying to help the Board of Selectmen look at projects that would generally consume all or most of the funds in a large project, if at all possible. So that's kind of where we're at. And I think we're at the point where we've got to, you know, define that argument about the public health and safety argument and figure out who the authority is that could give us a definitive answer.
I would like to thank both Jim and Joe for doing that research because it's not obvious. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy ask for how can we do this? And they make it less.
They make it not easy.
Well, and the rules changed, right? We had the original set of rules, so then we had a revised set of rules, and then I think we had our final revised set of rules.
And it's in a over 400 page document.
So if you're having trouble sleeping at night, we'll forward to the room.
I live in the rules and right, the finance, right? So I get you. But has any thought, this came up at another meeting, and I can't remember what, but has any thought been given to using it for HVAC in the school system, given that seems like it would be an eligible expense because it's directly related to COVID, and I know that's a project that's on the table.
So part of the problem with the it's not enough money.
Oh, okay.
I think one of the least expensive options is around $5 million. It's not enough money.
For the center school?
It's not enough.
Is it for the center school only?
Yeah. It's just not enough money. But the other piece of it is, the problem is one of the things that we learned, so, you know, Kristen and the Board of Education engaged a firm to do a study, right? One of the issues is air exchange is not a problem at Bolton Center School. They have probably too much air exchange from an efficiency standpoint. And, you know, being able to change the air in the space is one of those criteria that's important, right? So that, you know, you're not rebreathing the same air that may have pathogens or other bad things. But the air-to-air exchange at Bolton Center School is actually quite good.
But all the pieces are not all pieces. Some of the electrical work is antiquated and we can't get parts for it. And yep. So it's not like you go to the upgrade or prepare for.
He was explaining some of that to me, that it's like a lot of it is just it's aged out of its usefulness and being able to be maintained properly.
Okay. The plan that they came up with had possible plan A, possible plan B, and so they still it.
Helpful to understand.
and he told Kristen that she could send it. That's a big one.
Oh, did we? Excuse me.
Yes.
There was another thing in the notes too, I think, about the potential bill coming for the fire truck, and that was going to be discussed with the town's financial advisor.
That's correct. So Joe and I met with the financial advisor initially. He was going to go back and do some research for us and work on options, and we are going to meet with them again in December.
Until we know the date of the delivery of the truck, we're kind of in a holding pattern, though, because rates change, as you know, daily. And so what we're doing all depends on the delivery of the truck.
I had that conversation with Chief Dixon a couple of days ago, Jill, and it looks like probably June or July. And I told him July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at that point, and if it's a week or two, they could help us.
We discussed it, right? Because it's a matter. So if they finish building the fire truck in June, that doesn't mean we take delivery in June. That means we have a couple of people from the fire department that fly out to where the fire truck is in the factory, and the fire truck gets inspected.
Do an inspection.
They do a very thorough inspection on the fire truck. They take it for a drive. You know, there probably are some corrections that need to get made at that point. We had some information that thought it would be delivered in June. The conversation I had with Chief Dixon seems to think it will be delivered probably July.
And I know everybody doesn't want, but if we did it in June, depending on what we choose or what we choose to be our source of paying for the truck, we do have $75,000 in bonding expenses. And as you know, Jim, that when we talked to Mark, one of the possibilities is to pay interest. We're not, obviously not going to pay down on the principal, but pay interest. And that may actually get us through we've got $75,000 in there. So it wouldn't be the end of the world if it was in June, depending on what we decide to do for the payment of this. Because as you know, we don't necessarily have to pay principal, but we can push it out. I mean, there are different choices that Mark had discussed with us. So that being said, I mean, it will certainly be an interesting conversation to have with Mark. I think it's in a couple of weeks we're supposed to meet with him again. I'm sorry?
So it's under more to come when you know more about when the truck will be delivered and then that are appropriate to that delivery date.
But it isn't the end of the world if June should be the day that, you know, when it happens, because there are funds there for that purpose. So then, and this is why we have Mark, is to help us make decisions like this. And, you know, it will definitely be an interesting conversation. And we'll just go from there.
Okay. Anything else under other? Seems like we've covered all that good stuff. Not that we can move on to new business. And we have the election of officers, because this is another requirement. Oh. So we get to go through this again.
Are you just skipping over the Board of Education because they're not here?
They're not here unless you had something that you wanted to ask.
I just want to make an observation. You know, Kristen has been warning us that we could be in, Kristen Heck, that is. Been warning us that there was potentially some serious unanticipated expenses coming in that area.
When you say that area, which you
special
mean, she said so far no change. I talked to her yesterday. She said that's still up in the air. She said so far no change from what we've talked about in the past. Nothing new has come yet.
Okay, because I was looking at the statements for the Board of Ed, and one of the things I noticed was the transportation items under the special ed. We're up pretty far compared to last year at this time. Last year, transportation ESY special ed was 11,000, and this year so far it's been 17. So I don't know if that was going to be a precursor to, you know, some of these problems that she was anticipating. But if things are unchanged at this point,
she said they're unchanged, and I would not know exactly what the increase was. I wouldn't know at all what the unit was driving that increase that you mentioned in transportation. So that would be something I could just ask, or we could ask for next month. She did say that there was concerns, that she was already getting some early concerns about the insurance rates going up.
12%.
Yeah, she said at least.
General insurance or health insurance?
Health insurance.
So 9 to 12% is a comprehensive. We budgeted last year, we budgeted what they suggested we should budget, and we got caught. So we are probably going to initially go in somewhere around 14% and come down from there. It's the beginning of budgets.
It's just the plan was supposed to be so low on service.
Yep.
Part of your plan and the offerings are supposed to be so realistic. Maybe
14%
is realistic, but it doesn't do.
Right. I've been arguing the private insurance rates at the legislature as well, right? And they came in, you know, way high.
I think they were higher than, I think she was saying something like 20% or so was what she was saying for the private insurance rates.
For small businesses and stuff. It's crazy.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
Is this
a requirement?
Is all this supposed to say FY22 instead of FY20.
Got to get further into the packet, but there's a few pages in between, and then there's the...
Oh, goodness. Okay, thank you. The wrong one.
All right.
I was like, where are you getting this comparison from? Keep going with it.
Anything else?
There's nothing in the transfers. No.
Move on to new business.
Sure.
Then, like, we are required again by our charter to do election of officers. So if we want to just, I would just suggest the slate of, you know, myself and Bob continuing in the same place, unless there's some objections to that, you know, with me as chair and Bob as vice chair. So I need a motion. I'm just saying that's what I would propose. I need a motion. And it needs to be seconded.
Should those be separate, Mr. Chairman?
That doesn't have to.
No, you can propose a slate. So I need a motion and the second.
I'll make a motion to nominate Ross Lally as the chair of the Board of Finance and Bob Munro as the vice chair of the Board of Finance.
And that was Amanda making the request.
I'll second that.
And Alex seconded the motion. Any discussion? Looking around and seeing none, I will ask for a vote of those present. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries unanimously by those who are present. Then we go on to the next item under new business, which is discussion on Board of Finance and auditor's budget. And Jill looks like she's talking, but she's muted.
No, I'm not. I'm just, can you bring those budgets up?
Which ones, what do they look like? Because nothing is in order on this thing.
I know. I'll try to talk to Sue. So that's part of it, but they weren't put on. They were put on as they should have been landscaped. But so this is the auditor's budget. So as you know, and we've had discussion prior to this, is that we're going to go out for an RFP for the auditor. So currently, and we are going to, as we discussed earlier, we're going to have a single federal audit, which is not included. It actually, the audit number is 26,500 is what the contract says. We only spent 26,000 last year. For the additional federal single audit, it's going to be approximately about 2,500 for that, but he didn't have a final number because he has never done one before, and that's not a problem. So he didn't know how much he was going to charge, but we are covered in the 29,000 for this year. That being said, I did do some research and looked at what we should put in for a number for 24 fiscal year budget, and did talk to the auditor my suggestion is to put $45,000 in the budget for the auditor for next year. That's my suggestion, but it's totally up to the Board of Finance what they want to do.
Alex,
I have a question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So one concern I have is the fact that you said that this auditor doesn't have the experience.
I did not say that. I didn't say he didn't have the experience. He has never done a single federal audit before.
That's in my mind.
It's just another filing that it's very similar to everything he's ever done. It's just a separate filing, but it's all, I mean, I have
he no might, he might, yes, I understand. He might be capable of it. I get it. He has never, so I stand corrected, he has never done one of these before. And in my mind, opinions vary, he doesn't have the experience doing this type of audit.
You don't have a choice at this point. He is the one that's going to do it.
That was my next question.
Okay, yes.
Do we have a choice?
Nope.
And if we don't have a choice, then we probably have to go with this person who's probably capable of doing it. But how do you go from $26,000 to $45,000 when you mentioned that the audit is about $2,500? Is that what you said?
No, that's just the single federal audit that's going to be an additional approximately. But this man has been auditing the town of Bolton since 2008. He has all the foundation. You bring another audit firm in, and it's not just the town of Bolton that he audits. This also includes Bolton Lakes. I looked at surrounding towns. Andover, which is a smaller town, has $39,000 in their budget for audit, and they're smaller than we are.
So how do we get from $26,000 to $45,000? I'm just trying to understand that piece.
I'm trying to cover the town because it's going to be much higher if you bring someone new in. So I'm just trying to cover you in case we decide that we don't want to go with the same auditor.
So you're saying that we may or may not keep the same fellow. If we do, something in the range of 29,000, 30,000 probably would do it. But if we go outside,
what are you saying? 29,000 is for this year.
Yes, that's what I said. So for then the next year, would it be if we keep the same auditor, would it be 45? Is that what you're saying? Or
I don't believe so. No. He would not be that high. But if we don't, then they could be as high as 45.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, is that you're putting in a cushion that we should go with 45,000, because if for some reason we do not keep the same auditor, you know, he moves out of town, he retires, he dies, whatever, the going rate is way higher.
Yes.
And where do we come up with those assumptions? I'm just still trying to understand how we go from $30,000 to $45,000.
I looked at surrounding towns, and I did, and I discussed with him, with our current auditor, what he thought might be. And this is just what I'm proposing that I would do if I were you. But it's totally up to you. I'm just trying to cover you in case. I mean, it could be, I don't know what it's going to be. I did research, and this is what I'm suggesting.
So Bob, you did some research and you came up with an average amount of 45,000, which is where you came up with this amount.
Well, I kind of looked at about 40, but he thought the absolute maximum based on the knowledge he has that it could, someone could come in at, he thought maybe less than 45 would be a safe number, if you will.
Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, Bob?
Yeah, Jill, maybe I think a little history on this might be helpful. I believe you, did you say that we've had him since 2008?
Yes.
Yeah, so the history has been there that, you know, when we go way back then, we were putting it out to bid, and you know, number of people bid on it. And I think we interviewed, not me, but you guys interviewed a couple, I think, right? He came in way low, in part, I think, if I remember correctly, because he was also auditing Marlboro?
No.
Or
he's Columbia? Done Andover, Scotland, Hampton.
So, and this guy's from New Hampshire or Maine or something, Maine. Right? Yeah, Hopkins. And so at any rate, you know, that whole contract term ran out. I think it was 6 years or something like that. And then we did a contract extension, if not, or maybe two, to get us to this point. Is that fairly?
No. This was a five-year contract that ends now that we did with him 5 years ago, and no one else but he answered the RFP.
Okay. So, and partly there is familiarity with the accounts, familiarity with town staff, how we handle our stuff or anything. And he certainly has that. He has a lot of expertise in this town, and its accounting records. So it makes it much easier for him.
Absolutely.
So is a contract extension the possibility again, or?
Per the charter, not per the charter, I guess I should say.
An ordinance.
That's
the bid ordinance.
Yeah. What? Correct. Yeah, I guess now he would be above and beyond the bid ordinance number, but also the charter says, I think it's has to, I know it has to do with the voting of the finance committee. It's either, I think it's one, it can't be over a year over the date of voting on the finance committee. I don't know exactly if the, because the that part of the charter did change this past year, but and we're not into the full charter because we don't have a finance committee yet, but it doesn't say anything about getting extensions. But as you said, Bob, because he's done it so long, he has the foundation, and it's very simple for him because he's got all of our history.
All the history, on his computer and stuff.
You bring someone new in and it will be timely and expensive. And certainly you can talk to Lori, the tax collector, and I know Casal works with him too. And I mean, certainly you can reach out to them and you know, ask their feelings about it also. I mean, it's easy. It's not, I wouldn't say it's easy. Audits are horrible, but they're just time consuming. But no, I can project what he's going to look at working with this man for so long. So it's easier knowing him for myself. And I think Lori has expressed the same feelings, and Casal also, is that we know what he's looking for, what he wants. And it's just, it's routine. But it certainly is, it there's a cost to it too. So, I mean, it's, and it's something we have to do per the town ordinance. We have to go out to bid.
To an extension, we have to go with a bid because it's a certain amount.
I don't think we can do an, I'm not sure. I mean, the new charter doesn't talk about an extension.
I don't know if the new charter goes into effect because we don't have
The bid ordinance is still in effect.
So
the old one.
That's an order. So you've got a couple of different documents, right? So you've got the town charter, which is about 80 or 90% in effect. But until November of next year, there are certain provisions of the town charter that are just not in play until the next election. But the ordinances regarding expenditures and bids, it has not changed. And over $25,000, that's a magic number. And we're clearly over that number. So we have to do an
RFP. Okay.
So then that's where the risk in this comes from when we put out the RFP, whether he responds and what his rate is, or whoever responds and what's their rate is.
We add Munson's chocolates in.
Yeah. The charter,
I believe, says we only can do a year-long contract for an audit.
So I guess what's the ask that, what do we need to decide on tonight? And then I guess can this discussion just continue after you get more information, or do we need to make any decision tonight?
No, we don't have to make a decision tonight. Next meeting, we're gonna have to finalize the budgets. That's okay. Why I just wanted to talk to everyone tonight about it so you could think about it, because in December we're going to have to finalize your budgets for the Board of Finance and for the auditor.
Yep. So that's,
and I don't think the RFP is going to come in time for us to have a solid number, and I'm just suggesting.
So basically, you're giving us some background information to think about for our decision we have to make next month. And then what you're suggesting is we should go on what is most likely the reasonable high end when we do the budget, in case that's where the bids come in. And that's what we're stuck with. And then I think Amanda has a question.
Yeah, just quickly, do you get the sense that when we put out the RFP that this gentleman will respond?
That's my question. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it all, Amanda.
Do you get the sense that when we put out the RFP that this gentleman will respond to it again?
He will, yes.
Okay.
True,
anything? So we have to move on to the next one, next page here, which is our Board of Finance budget.
So as you can see, maybe not can see, but we actually, we've been going with 2,200 since I've been here. Yep. And we actually went over that last year. And so I think that we need to, when we look at this year's budget, we're gonna need to increase it. And I looked back at if we took this time point in time and kind of looked at what our, meetings will be from here until at least May, and we're going to be over in our payroll line right now. I mean, we had to put a little bit of money in it, but I think that we're going to have to put some more money in our budget going forward and for 2024.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
We're having that this year.
Because if you keep the same budget for year after year and it doesn't change, and then suddenly you just go over and we've got some inflation that we have to deal with, you know, this year, 10% general inflation. And I don't know what the impacts are to these specific categories. So I think it would be reasonable to suggest an increase.
And again, we don't have to finalize this tonight. We're just discussing it, because we will have to finalize it in December. But I think we're gonna have to increase our payroll line. Our advertising, it did go up, and I think we should probably go a little more than we spent in 22. The office operating, which really should be printing and binding, because that's your annual report. They've been really good about not going up, but at some point in time, I think that they're going to go up. So I just think that we're going to need to increase our budget a little bit here.
Well, before Alex speaks, Amanda had her hand up.
Since this is my first year, can you just help me understand what the payroll goes towards for the Board of Finance? Board.
The what?
The Board Clerk.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And that there's a small increase in what they get paid. And right, so as you can see, last year it was $16.99. And unknowing, and that's because we had these additional referendums. But
yep.
If we do have it again this year, we will be over because there was an increase in what the board clerks get.
Yeah, and I would go by the worst case assumption. We'll probably have 3 or 4 referenda because you won't go wrong with that. I hope not, but.
Yeah. We're only having one. Ross, we're only having one. Didn't you hear Pam?
I would love that, believe me, for 2 reasons. One for this and the other for registrar voters.
Me too.
Alex, you had your hand up.
Hi, Joe. How much are you asking for? What's your increase?
I think that the $1,300 is not going to be enough because, like I said, this is your budget. So I'm just trying to work with you. And I think we should go at least, I want to say maybe 1,800 on the payroll. Advertising, I think it has increased. I think we probably should go maybe 125, 130. And then printing and binding, I would say, and we had to move money out of printing and binding. We moved it into the payroll line last year and then moved additional money out of the admin budget. But I would say probably, I would say maybe 500 in operating, which is your annual report.
Oh, it sounds like you're talking, we should be up around 25, 2600.
That's, yes, about 24. Yeah.
Yeah. Altogether, you know, mm-hmm. Like a $300, $400 increase.
I just don't think that we really have to do that. We haven't increased this budget since I've been here. So I think that, yeah, it's time to increase this budget some. We have to.
Yep. So I'm just saying, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying for the discussion then, like about $300 or $400 increase.
Yep. Yep.
Which I think would be reasonable. Okay. Thank you.
That Alex, are you're okay with that?
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's good. I'm just wondering if we're gonna vote on this today. I mean,
No. You're doing it, we're gonna do it in December.
Okay, thank you.
It was just out there, just I wanted to have some discussion so you didn't have to vote on it tonight, or I should say vote on your December meeting. It was just for discussion purposes tonight.
I'm not opposed on voting on it tonight, but
you
know.
Well,
depends what my colleagues think.
Just soon wait because we've got that other one with the auditor too to think about, and they're going to get some more information too. So why don't we just keep to the vote next month?
Sounds good.
So then anything else under this part of the agenda? I could say I don't see anybody online raising their hand or here, so I could ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Bob made a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Amanda seconded before you did, Alex. She was quiet.
I know. She's fast.
And then
we don't have to do that.
Presume we can just adjourn. I don't think we need to vote.
Can I ask you a quick question?
So let me stop for a second. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to end the meeting.
On the auditing services, is it important?